What you people need is a union.
A what?
You know, a trade guild, a collective bargaining association, a union. Something to keep you from being exploited.
You don't understand. Ferengi workers don't want to stop the exploitation. We want to find a way to become the exploiters.
Suit yourself. But I don't see you exploiting anyone.
And you are tuned into Rebel Time Radio on December 5th, 2012. My name is Rebel Time Phil, and I'm joined in the studio today by Dan and Mike, co-DJs on the program. We're broadcasting live at 100.3 FM CKMS Waterloo. And don't forget, you can stream our shows online at soundfm.ca. And also look for previous podcast episodes of the show at rebeltimerecords.com. I'm going to start today's show with two new tracks from the always lovable Brutal Youth, the Toronto Kitchener-based band. I think our longtime listeners will be aware it consisted of three quarters of the class were kids. And the band is currently working on their latest full-length album, and in the meantime have released two cover songs, which I think come off of those recordings off the new album. And these songs are available for download at Brutal Youth's Bandcamp website. You can donate money, or you can just grab them for free and help them out at another time. Stay tuned into Rebel Time Radio, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Wednesday, and we will be back shortly with some exciting news from the Rebel Time camp. Okay, I really wasn't kidding when we said we'll be back shortly. I think those two songs run under just 2 minutes. That was Brutal Youth with two new songs, both cover songs. Once again, you can get these two songs at the Brutal Youth Bandcamp. Mike, Dan, what do you think about those two new songs? You're both fans of Brutal Youth.
Yeah, they've been playing those covers for the last, I almost want to say, year or so. So it's just really nice to be able to hear their versions whenever the hell I feel like it. I'm always kind of wary whenever I hear a band is recording a cover, but these ones turned out really well, I think. I don't want to sound cliche, but they made the songs their own.
They're good at that, and I love the backup harmonies that they use kind of in these older songs. What do you think, Dan?
I really like the Gorilla Biscuits cover. It really suits their style really well, and it just shows the type of hardcore influences that they've had. It's great.
I also love how they chose to cover the one Gorilla Biscuits song where it's really tough to sing along to.
Moving on, I said we had some exciting news from the Rebel Time camp earlier in the show. I'm pretty happy to announce that the dates for the third annual Rebel Fest in Hamilton have been announced. This year it's going to be Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th, once again at This Ain't Hollywood. We have the full lineup confirmed. I can't really reveal who's playing, because these things are subject to change and we're kind of still in an early stage of setting the lineup, but we do have a lineup. I can reveal that Farler's Fury from Cherbourg, Quebec, and Spanner from Bristol, England are going to be playing. And once again, the show will be all ages and feature 13 bands. We will be bringing in a good mixture of Ontario and Quebec bands as well. And we've always tried to connect the Quebec and Ontario scenes together, sort of under the banner of politically minded revolutionary punk, ska, hardcore, oi, and bringing people from Quebec and going to Quebec and making sure our bands that we support go to Montreal, go to Quebec City, all sorts of places. So this does actually bring me to even some more exciting news, and that is that a band that we released an LP of earlier this year is going to be coming to do a tour in Canada. They'll be on tour with the always amazing and hardworking Farler's Fury. Spanner are described as a Bristol militant punk ska outfit. The tour is going to run through parts of Quebec and Ontario around the same time as Rebel Fest, April 15th to May 5th. You have to stay tuned as Rebel Time will be releasing Spanner's latest LP, Crisis, as a donation free download in the coming weeks as a promotion for the tour. And of course, we still have copies of the LP for sale at rebeltimerecords.com for those that enjoy purchasing actual physical music. We're really happy to offer it as a free donation-based download. Any donations from the LP, from the Crisis digital download is actually going directly to help them cover their flights and their expenses on the tour. So I think on this occasion, I'll kick to some music from Farler's Fury and Spanner, and don't change that dial.
Myself in the things head first. Amen, I'm talking and keep my best.
You just heard Spanner number one off their Crisis LP, which is going to be released as a free digital download, donation based. All the money is going to go to the band as they tour into Canada from the UK. We played Farthest Fury, Common Ground before that. the two bands will be traveling in Ontario and Quebec together, and everyone is just pleased as punch, I could say. Continuing on with Rebel Time updates, on our last podcast, available at rebeltime.com, we interviewed Elliot from the Rebel Spell. So if you missed that, be sure to look for it on the website. You could also go to soundfm.ca for it. The Rebel Spell have just concluded a 5-date tour with Winnipeg's Propagandy throughout the prairies. Some live footage has actually surfaced, which we're going to play on the program today. It's from a show in Saskatoon. If you did hear that last podcast with Elliot from the Rebel Spell, we kicked it off with a new band out of Montreal called Mayday. And I'd like to let folks know that we have since posted a short interview with Mayday on our website, and it's actually available in English and in French. And if you like what you heard, be sure to look out for that interview. It's quite good, and it's pretty short, so you know, for the short attention spans, it works quite well. We'll also play a Mayday track, another one today. And just one more update for tonight. It's a pretty short episode of Rebel Time Radio. I think maybe I left the best news for last, although I think Rebel Fest is pretty good news, and so is Banner and Farless Fury going on a tour. But it's a good day for news in the Rebel Time camp. Happy to say that The Fallout, which is the band which can be heard in the intro of every Rebel Time Radio podcast, have actually reformed and are playing shows. The band has created a blog at thefalloutcanada.wordpress.com, and they have also uploaded all of their music there. So check that out. In a somewhat interesting twist, the band is now joined by Patty, who was in The Class for Kids and who currently plays in Brutal Youth. And he'll be playing bass and probably singing a little bit as well, I would imagine. Fallout will be playing their first show back in Toronto on December 18th. I know I have plans to attend. They also have plans to cover The Class for Kids' popular tune, One Last Struggle. So I'll play that today too. Dan, Mike, did you ever get a chance to hear The Fallout or see them live while they were playing? They haven't played for about 3 years, I think.
Yeah, oddly enough, the one and only time I saw them was, I want to say it was November 2007 at the Sweat Lodge when the Rebel Spell were supposed to open for Leftover Crack in Hamilton.
Oh yeah, they did play. Yeah,
to nobody's surprise, Leftover Crack didn't get across the border because of various criminal charges and whatnot. So what was it? 2.5 days, Phil put together this show with his old band Broadcast Zero, The Fallout, and Rebel Spell. There was, 10 people there, and probably one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was actually, I think, one of the early tours that the Rebel Spell came through.
Yeah.
And they had a young child with them.
Yeah, they had the baby with them.
Stefa, who was drumming at the time and still drums in the Rebel Spell, although Travis from the band Static Thought is currently in the live song I'm about to play of the Rebel Spell on the Propagandy tour. Travis is drumming, but yeah, wow. I think I remember more than 10 people being there, but regardless, the Sweat Lodge was...
Sorry, 10 paying customers. Between bands, there was about like 9 people.
Yeah, but that was really great of Corey and Jesse and the folks at the Sweat Lodge to kind of accommodate that show under kind of a stressful situation since the Rebel Spell were already in Ontario.
Before that, I'd never heard of that band before, and I'm really glad I found out about them that night.
So once again, head on over to the Fallout blog if you haven't heard of the band, or if you did, but you know, don't have their CDs. Once again, it's thefalloutcanada.wordpress, and you can find out a bunch of stuff there about the band, including some interviews, news, and music. I actually highly recommend folks read through some of the interviews. They posted some old interviews, some new interviews. They talk a lot about the underground music scene in Ontario, what people in the scene have gone through over those years. There's some stories there about the anti-racist shows that were happening in Hamilton, and all sorts of really good stuff about the underground scene here, which has a really great, deep history. Let's get back to some music. First up, the Rebel Spell live at Amigos in Saskatoon on November 30th and opening up for Propagandy. We'll follow that up with another track from Montreal's Mayday. Then we'll move on to The Class for Kids with One Last Struggle. I don't know why I wrote One More Struggle. I think I've played that song for years now. Anyway, finally, we'll end with The Fallout with a tune that's possibly not heard as often. It's off one of their first of 3 albums, and it's called In This Land. We'll be right back.
streets. They'll kill us once more, then no one can change the world. That's exactly what they say every time that we come close to overthrowing all our despair. They hope to shatter dreams of global humanity.
You're listening to Rebel Time Radio, 100.3 FM CKMS Waterloo, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. That actually concludes the Rebel Time Radio podcast portion of our broadcast today. Don't forget, you can follow Rebel Time on Facebook and Twitter, and through our somewhat outdated website at rebeltimerecords.com. We also post our playlist there if you're interested in what we played. Yeah, that's it for this week. So we got some news out there. Rebel Fest is happening April 26th, 27th. Spanner is coming to tour Canada from Bristol, UK, with Father's Fury. Toronto Political Punks, The Fallout, are back in action and have Patty from Brutal Youth and the Classwork Kids in the band. So lots of exciting stuff happening. And don't forget to check the Mayday interview at rebeltimerecords.com as well. Actually, I don't usually do announcements because I don't like to announce things that are happening in Kitchener-Waterloo and then have people who don't live close to here have to listen to them. But this event, I feel people have a tendency to travel for, so I'm going to announce the Kitchener-Waterloo Anarchist Book Fair. It's going to be a day-long event of radical politics, books, info shops, presentations, workshops, film screenings, and, of course, the mandatory free lunch. And I use that term mandatory quite loosely for an anarchist book fair. So check that out Saturday, February 16th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the WLU Faculty of Social Work, 120 Duke Street West, Kitchener. Right now is an excellent time if you're interested in tabling workshop proposals. If you have questions about accessibility or general info, you can contact kwbookfair@gmail.com. So once again, the Kitchener-Waterloo Anarchist Book Fair, Saturday, February 6th at the Faculty of Social Work, 120 Duke Street West, Kitchener, kwbookfair@gmail.com. If you want a table or if you want to do a workshop, if you have questions, be sure to check that out. It's very exciting. I don't think there's ever been a Kitchener-Waterloo Anarchist Book Fair, so really looking forward to it. That's it for this week.
L'argent, la guerre et les assassins.